that you bleached them with your mom. Folded over cup size if they were too long. You wrote your number on the label. And I'm picturing you right now. All of the things, baby, I said I wanna do with you less. This is a lie, and I don't know myself like I thought. Wait, this is a mess, I could be wrong, I could be so damn mistaken. But I'm picturing you right now. I'm thinking of you right now. I'm picturing you right now. Nothing on, nothing on but your perfume. Call me. Falling back with an old friend. I don't believe what this has come to. Tell me when you're older, you're back to the forest to get a little distance from the buildings and tourists. I was hoping I could come too. Cause I wanna do all of the things, baby, I said I wanna do with you less. This is a lie. Myself like I thought, wait, this is a mess, I could be wrong, I could be so damn mistaken, but I'm picturing you. Leave your phone behind, cause if we started driving early, we'll make it back in time. Or you can call in sick to work and I can spend the night. You make me wanna know my way around your mind till I can make it through your mazes. When you mastermind, you find a baby like I told you. Any given night, I'll be over safely if you need it anytime. I'm picturing you.
Hey guys, this is London Calling. You're here with Quay Edwards. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was none other than Delwater Gap. That's pretty much a weekly reoccurrence now. I don't know if you can tell, but I like Delwater Gap. Along with Florence Pugh, so major win. Yes, this week I'm back with Kashvi, but this week we have an even more special guest. My friend is Sean, and later you'll hear him do my PSA of the show. Kashvi's jealous, of course. So we'll start off the evening. We started off with Delwater Gap, and next up we have none other than the Backseat Lovers with Heavy.
Feels a little like a waste of a day. I'd like to think it was the right thing to say, but it feels a little like I'm not quite ready for all this change. You give us a break. Keep on giving and giving and giving. I'll
we'll be right back.
That was Dancing Song by Little Comets. The story of how I found that song is actually really cute, in my opinion. There was this girl that was walking home from guitar lessons the other week listening to my show, and she sent me an email and she said, "I really enjoyed your show and I think this band would really fit your vibes. You should check them out." And that was Little Comets, and I really liked that song, so I thought I'd play it. So thank you to whoever gave me that song. Next, we have Peach Pit with Drips on a Wire.
Falling around, having little to no way from their doom. Out, 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 exactly. Arms I feel. Drips on.
Right, that was Peach Pit with Drips on a Wire. And as I said earlier, I'm here with two of my best friends, Kashvi and Ishan. And I thought we've all been missing our family quite a lot. So I thought we'd just check in and talk about, like, you know, family. So what about you guys? Do you miss your family?
Yeah, I really miss my mom, my dad, my sister, my grandma. I miss my family.
Yeah, I think coming here, I've realized that it's not just the family at home that matters, but the family that you create over here as well with your friends, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think it's not just experiences with friends that just make you feel like you're high up in the clouds that matter, but quality time, meaningful experiences. And that's really what I miss about my home and my parents.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like being here, being away from your family, like, you don't have that, you know, you don't have the same support system that you're always used to. And it's, someone's calling in right now. So we're gonna see if we can pick up the phone.
Hello?
I don't know, okay. But I will look it up and I'll see. Make sure there's no bad words in it. So let's see if I can play it.
Well, it's called I Want to Be Sedated. It's by, I forgot the name of the band. It's a really good song.
I'm sure I can look them up, but thank you for the suggestion.
But is your name Q?
My name is Quay, so close enough.
Is that like West African or something?
It's Vietnamese.
I don't know. Vietnamese?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. We have a Vietnamese restaurant in our town. It's called Miss Saigon.
Yeah, well, that's where my mom's family's from, Saigon.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Great food. Great
yes.
food there.
I love the food.
Have you been to Saigon?
Yeah, many times. My mom grew up there, and she
fascinating
worked there. So, I've been back quite a few times.
Do you play folk songs?
I love folk songs, so I'll definitely...
Okay. Would you play Cuts Right Through Me by Will Adams?
Sure. I will play
Cuts
that.
Cuts Right Through Me. I believe it's on Spotify.
I got you.
Cuts Right Through Me by Will Adams.
Sounds
with
good.
With an S on Spotify. It's sort of a love song.
Okay. Sounds good.
Like a
I will...
love song.
I will get
well,
right on
Well, keep eating that wonderful Vietnamese food. Okay. Take
good.
Care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling. Okay, well, that was the first caller I've ever had on my show, so thank you for calling in. I will queue up your suggestion, we'll get back to the music, and then we'll hear back from Kashvi and Ashan. And speaking of family, which... I think, as I was saying, right, I feel like, you know, being away from your family, your friends start to become your family, and I feel like that's what you guys have become for me. It's like, you guys are my family away from my family, and I really appreciate you guys.
Mm-hmm. What I love about my family, especially now you guys also, is that you care about my emotions, and that's so important to me.
We do really care about your emotions. Anyway, back to family. This song was actually a suggestion by my mother, who's asleep right now because she lives in London and it's past midnight there. So this is Scarborough Fair by Simon and Garfunkel. So thank you, Mom, for the recommendation.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, snow of sparrow and snow crested brown, without no seam or needle, so
there's the child of a mountain.
She'll be a true love of mine.
Strands and polishes a gun,
she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle bill of
blazing in scarlet battalion,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and
forgotten,
she'll be a true love of mine.
true love of mine. Slopes Pompeii beneath she lay above, and how she haunted our home, how she haunted our home. And you were a god in my eyes, above the clouds, above the skies. You were a god in my eyes, you were a god. Statues underground said, just don't they look at peace. Sometimes I wish that was me, and I was the son you always had, tugging at your coat while you were sad. I was the son you always had, yeah, I was the son you always had. Don't cry, hold your head up high, she would want you to, she would want you to, please. Just don't cry, hold your head up high, she would want you to, she would want you to. You said stay in the car and wait, there's just some things I have to say. Don't you know I miss her too? I miss her just as much as you. So my father and my son, as you end what she's begun, you'll lie patient by her side, with roses red come lilies white. I was too young to understand the flowers slipping from your hands. I was too young to understand, yeah, I was too young to understand. And I was too young to understand the flowers sleeping in her hands. I was too young to understand, yeah, I was too young to understand. You too.
Walking outside, labyrinthine over cracks along under the trees. I know this town grounded in a compass, cardinal landing in the dogwood. Keep going over it over and over. My steps iterate my shame. How come every outcome such come down? Lately afternoon with the shades drawn down. Kept saying I just wanted to see it. Saying what's wrong with that? Needle shaking outlines in a compass. Every outcome such come down. Needling my way home. I saw Leah on the bus a few months ago. I saw some old friends at her funeral. My steps keep splitting my grief through these solipsistic moods. I should call my parents when I think of them. Should tell my friends when I love them. Maybe I should have gone out a bit more. When you guys are still in town, I got to. Caught up in my own shit. How every outcome such come down.
That was Pine Grove with Old Friends. I thought we'd stick with the theme of family and friends. Before that we had Above the Clouds of Pompeii by Bear's Den, and before that we had my mom's recommendation, Scarborough Fair by Simon and Garfunkel, which is a song that reminds me a lot of my childhood. And I miss my mom a lot right now. But I see her in 3 weeks for spring break, so that's the good news. And my Aunt Cece and my Grammy are listening right now, so just saying hi to them, telling them I miss them and I love them too, and hopefully I see them soon. But next, we have the recommendation from our caller, which is I Wanna Be Sedated by the Ramones, so... Enjoy.
I can't get
That was the recommendation from our caller, I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones. And I guess that's also a bit of a dedication to my, well, our Western Political Thought 2 professor. Kashvi, Ishan, and I are all in Western Political Thought 2. And our professor, Professor Devine, was going on about in his perfect world, everyone would listen to the Ramones constantly. So, Kashvi, Ishan, thoughts on Professor Devine's music taste?
I love Professor Devine, and by extension, love his music taste, of course. But I just love that class. It really is really relevant to, I think, everyone's life. Yeah, Ishan, what about you?
Yeah, I really, really enjoy Professor Devine's classes. I learned so much about philosophy that I myself can apply in my daily life, and so thanks, Professor Devine, for making Adam Smith, Jean-Jacques Rousseau, Thomas Hobbes, and René Descartes accessible to all of us. But yes, and by extension, like Kashvi, I also love your music taste.
And also, shout out to my Aunt Erin, who's also listening, because I didn't mention her with everyone else. But I believe, Ishan, have you chosen your PSA of,
yes,
of the show? Ishan's going to do our PSA today, so lucky us.
Okay.
Take it away.
Before I begin, I'd like to announce that this is sponsored by Kashvi Ahuja, a member of the Pre-Law Society at Tufts. Know your cell phone rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at eff.org. A public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WFMO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you, Ishan. That was beautifully read. Ishan speaks at, like, a certain speed that just satisfies my brain. Like, when he speaks, he speaks, like, quicker than everyone else, and I don't know, it satisfies my brain. So I guess we'll get back into the music. Next up, we have If I Didn't Have You. This is by Vista Kicks.
Can you tell tomorrow by the stars in the sky? Is there any reason? Is it all just a lie? When you're in the desert with a fist full of sand, why do you curse the ocean? 'Cause it never goes as planned. If I didn't have you, I didn't have you, what would I do?
driver, tell me who is going to steal. Put it all together, sit yourself up straight. Don't you know?
That was the Vista Kicks with If I Didn't Have You. Great band. You know, anyone that loves that band is elite. You know, you're just elite. but I guess it was a bit of a change of pace from the rest of the lineup from today. The next song is also a bit of a change. It's a bit slower. This one is Moments by Micah Edwards.
Someday This moment has passed away. Maybe that explains all these feelings. Could I find a way into your dreams somehow? But you need your sleep, so I'll see you in the morning.
That was Moments by Micah Edwards. Kashvia Sean, how have your weeks been?
Honestly, pretty nice. At the start, it was a bit stressful. Made some friends along the way. Just want to shout some friends out. Want to shout out my friend Vincent. Vincent's a cat. I also want to shout out Matt DeSario, who has some pretty nice above average music taste. What about you, Sean?
Well, I'd like to shout out my article that was published today in the Duff's Daily.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Everyone, go read it. It was published in the news section, and it's on a very interesting topic. Our Tisch College's speaker series kicked off 2 weeks ago with a lunch with Sabrina Carton, who discussed fan activism and community action through members of a pop culture fandom. I'd also like to shout out my amazing friends Kashvi and Kwe, who invited us onto the show. And yes, a bunch of others who I'm not going to mention because we're going to be here a while. Back to you, Kwe.
We're kind of coming towards the end of my show. We have about 12 minutes left, so we'll play a little bit more music. But it's been a pleasure. And enjoy the last bit of music. The next is, we're going kind of back to my normal vibe, and then we'll slow it down right at the end. Next is A Lack of Understanding by The Vaccines.
Thank you.
That was Ride by Carey Brothers, who actually went to the same high school as my dad in Nashville, which I think is pretty cool. I love him. One of my favorite songs is by him, which was not Ride, but it's Belong by Carey Brothers. Anyway, we're coming towards the end of my show, so thank you guys so much for listening in. Thank you so much, Ishan and Kashvi, for being here. This is London Calling. I'm Quay Edwards, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Keep your hands where I could see your heart. Calls, don't send.